spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on an ever-spinning reel, like a snowball down a mountain, or a carnival balloon, like a carousel.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Well, hello everyone. This is Roy Masters again, brand new. I had an operation on Friday. I was going to do, after I came out of the anesthetic, I was going to do a show, but it was a bit late. So here I am again. Okay, thank you. It was something that needed to be done, a little adjustment for all the bad things that happened to me. Somebody fixed it. Really nice. Thank you. At last, after all these years. Let me get straight to the point now. This program is about healing. Healing the generations. As I've been doing so on a smaller scale, hopefully on a big scale, because on a big scale, the forces of evil cannot overcome you. But as you are, as a nation, you are a perfect target for psychological warfare to succeed. And when you lose your country, you'll wake up and wonder, how did that happen? There are forces involved that I understand, and very few people on earth understand it. And the few people on earth that understand it, only the negative part, where they can control your mind and make you do what they want you to do. So only a few people, 50 or 60 people, can control a whole country. The battle against terrorism, and both foreign and domestic, is a conflict between good and evil, and you don't understand evil yet. I deal with it every day for the last 50 years on radio and 6 years in the Institute of Hypnosis. So that makes it 61 years of understanding how the mind works in a way you never dream possible. Let me read you something from the bastards, excuse the expression. It would be wonderful to prove with sufficient repetition and psychological understanding the people concerned that they will believe that a square is in fact a circle, Joseph Goebbels. But the most brilliant propagandist technique will yield no success unless fundamental principle is borne in mind constantly with unflagging attention. It must confine itself to a few points and repeat them over and over again, like the Jews are bad, like the Jews are evil, blah, 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 blah. You have to give them a soft target, because they're all cowards. So that's my little dialogue. So here, as so often in the world, persistence is the first and most important requirement for success. Adolf Hitler. So we become slaves the moment we hand the keys of definition of reality entirely over to someone else. Whether it's business or economic theory or political party or the White House, the News World or CNN, it's all the same. W.B. Power. I don't know who the hell he is. But here's another one. Propaganda, when supported by the educated classes, you have to watch out for the intellectuals. They're no damn good. Intellectuals mean all knowledge and no common sense. And where no deviation is permitted from it, it can have a huge effect. It's a lesson learned by Hitler and many others, and it is pursued to this day, Noam Chomsky. And so that's obviously probably a Russian who understands, you know, the tricks that the Russians play. Pardon? Or is it Noam Chomsky? He's an American professor. That's interesting. But he seems like he understands the Russian side of things. And he's a Marxist. Well, there you are. See, my producer, my son is a producer. Did he hear your voice, David? Okay, well, when you speak to me, you can always talk to me, so everybody hears, otherwise people think I'm talking to myself.
But you are talking to yourself.
Okay, no, I'm not really talking to myself. So, okay, so did everybody hear that? I hope they did. Okay, good. Okay, no, I'm not crazy. But you don't know. You may be crazy and not know it. You may be manipulated. You may not know it. And you may be manipulated your whole life and end up with all kinds of bizarre sicknesses and diseases and not realize where it came from. And the cures are worse than the disease.
Other problems will.
And so here I am, not saying any more for the time being, but I want you to call me, 800-866-8883, Monday through Friday, for 3 hours, live, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and what I'm looking for is intelligent life.
Round like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on an ever-spinning reel, like a snowball down a mountain, or a carnival balloon, like a carousel that's turning, running rings around the moon. Like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes.
This program is brought to you by the Foundation of Human Understanding, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Your financial assistance is absolutely necessary to keep this program on the air. All donations are tax deductible. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Call 1-800-877-3227 or visit FHU.com. Your financial support is greatly appreciated.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I do hope you listen to the whole program. You don't always get the first 6 minutes. So this is a new beginning to a lot of people listening for the first time or the second. But I'm on the air, you know, for 3 hours, and the first two is live. And sometimes they do a third one. It depends on how interesting the callers are. And with that said, I can pontificate, explain everything, and help you to see exactly what is wrong with you individually. And of course, you know, with everybody, because everybody's programmed to some degree. You could be programmed to be a Christian, you could be programmed to be a Muslim. And so then you can fight each other. And the Muslim will win because you're not Christian enough to overcome them. When I say that, I don't mean to be rude, but knowledge of good is just as bad as the knowledge of evil. And you have no reason. Jesus says you have no reason anybody teach you, because you can't teach religion if it's real religion. It's right straight from God. It's intuition. How do you think Abraham left his city? You know, it killed babies and sacrificed them. God knows what they did. And his father was, I think it was an idol maker. He smashed everything and left. He didn't know he was being guided. He discovered God sooner or later on the line, just like I did. It took a while for me to say, oh my goodness, how did I know all these things? How do I get by with all these things? How do I survive all these things that have happened to me? And then I realized, and I will tell you the whole story, because I said it before. So, oh, that's who you are. He was with me from the very beginning. And so were you. You were born into culture. And that culture grabs you. And if the culture grabs you, also the chief cook and bottle washer in that culture will have control over you. Whether it be decent people or evil people like the one in the White House. So let me start by saying this. Nearly all of you, to some degree, so if you have any symptoms, every kind of illness that is, I can prove to you and bring people on this radio program in the highest positions of academics, in physics, in medicine, that 95% of your problems are psycho-illogical, not psychological, It's not logical. So not logical that your brain should bother you. You have anxieties and fears, and you have to smoke and drink, and so on and so forth. So what I want to do is give you a phone number and just come to the phone. Otherwise, I got a choice. To talk to an intelligent person is a wonderful thing because I can see what's wrong with a person just by the sound of his voice and the words he uses and the energy that's behind it. And it all will talk to me. And it will talk to me in a way that it doesn't talk to you because you can't see yourself. You can't see when you get angry and suppress it. And that's the way you do it. Or you're angry and express it and feel guilty and then kiss up to the person for being guilty for judging him. And all he does is do you more harm. No, you don't understand the caught upness, if that's such a word. You don't realize that you are America. You are being enslaved now, and you haven't got time. There's no time left, and there may be not time left for me, because Obama will go out as a dictator. There won't be any 2016. There won't be. Unless you wake up, then you say to yourself, what's he talking about waking up? I say you're in a sleep. I say what you don't know hurts you. And when you think you're right, you may be just as well be wrong as anybody else. Maybe not cruel, yeah, but maybe. Maybe even kindness can be cruel. Even kindness can have a seductive quality. And it usually does. It's called codependency when you are involved with a person who loves you and you love them back. Now, I want to just start off with this and give you the phone number, please, 800-866-8883. All I need is one or two really good calls. And all I need is a person who says, this is the name of my problem. Let's call it Skiberius the Bongo. Asthma. Anything. I've got cancer. What do you think caused it? And then we talk. I have thoughts in my head that I can't get rid of. How is this? I should be in control of myself. How is this? I can't stop. The more I struggle with, the worse I get. That's what I'm looking for. So I'll take my first caller of the day, and I want to warn you, I'll talk to you about Obama in a minute. I will. So I'm going to say something that you really need to hear. I say that you are programmed by guilt. In other words, because he's black, that's why they chose him, because he's black and he has a nice way about him. But behind that way is wickedness. And now you can see it. The trouble is, you've elected him, and you elected him twice. Shame on you. And so they got to you by understanding how you admire entertainers. And that's how they presented him to you. And with a sort of like a Roman background and all the rest of it. And all the fancy stuff that makes you think it's a wonderful thing a black man becomes this way. He becomes the president. But he happens to be a communist. But he hasn't shown his colors until recently. You should have seen that because I saw it, and a lot of people have seen it, but they don't. But the point is, why did you elect him again? Guilt. Yes, guilt. You get irritable, and then you think, I'll give him another chance. So he's a decent guy. He's not so bad, but guilt causes you to think this way. Now I'm going to tell you right now. Now things are worse, and now you get irritation towards them, and that irritation creates guilt. And then rather than tell everybody what you think, that he's a communist, because you're guilty, you want to prove to yourself you're not, you know what I mean, not a bigot. a racist.
Yeah.
You understand that? Do you understand that, ladies and gentlemen? Go ahead, Will. Go ahead, William.
I can't use it?
No, I need it.
Oh.
Who's that on the phone? I'm ready for him. All right, we'll give Johnny.
Hello?
Hello, Johnny.
Hello, Mr. Masters.
What can I do for you?
I spoke to you a couple of months ago about depression.
Yes.
And about meditating, and I used the meditation technique. I've only been using the 6-minute one, the free one, but I do it for like 20 minutes.
Yes.
And I've had a problem with psychotic breaks.
Say that again.
I've had a problem with psychotic breaks, break from reality periodically.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay, go ahead.
And also, I don't know what to do about it because I'm using the meditation technique and also on medication.
Yeah, but you see, they fight each other.
Oh.
Your whole idea is faith. And so whatever faith is, the evidence that you speak of, it hints to me that you trust the medication more than the creator. And the whole meditation is not a meditation. It's not something that will do it for you. It's something that it is a secret of how you can connect or reconnect your childish, what you lost as a child by coming into the world and being shocked by what you see and demoralized. And so that's for the reason why you have all the problems, why everybody has problems in some way. So when you get old enough and you get miserable enough and you have all these depressions and repressions and angers and drinking and smoking and drugging and all of the above and then some, everything you can think of, up to 95% of all the illnesses and sufferings in the wars, even with your family, with foreign countries, it's all the same. So what you got in your hands is only a passport to reality, to God, the reality that created you from the very beginning, from that little tiny little seed in your mother's womb. And that's where you are going to. And meditation is not meant to cure anything, only to bring you to who made everything, including you. Now, I don't know how to say it any better than that. You're on the wrong track. Meditation cures nothing. Everybody listen. It cures nothing. It brings you to the something that created you. Understand that and you'll win. I don't mean to write. I don't mean to shout. Sorry.
Do with the psychotic breaks because it's causing me problems with relationships.
I don't give a damn if it causes you problems. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you? It's not a meditation. It's not a cure. You want to find God? Yes or no? Listen, you want to find God? Yes or no?
Yeah.
You want to find redemption? Yes or no? From the state you're in, you're in a state that was put in you since you were small. You're never going to cure it. Nobody can cure it. The only thing that can cure it is drugs and alcohol and whatever it is that only takes it gives you the illusion that you're being relieved and being saved for a few minutes. But every high is a new low. So the more you get saved by medicine, the worse you get. You put your faith in medicine, goodbye. I didn't say you couldn't use medicine when you have a difficult problem. I get it. There's a time and place for that, but not for this. Not for your anxiety and depression. That depression is something that is conflict with. And guess what you're conflict with? You're in conflict with your God. And you're involved with the dark side of the force of every human being. They rise to the occasion in every form. A drug addict or a psychiatrist. Not any different. He'll give you a drug because he doesn't know what the hell is wrong with you. That's why I know what's wrong with you and you need to understand that there's nothing that can cure you. Stop betting on the fact that something can cure you. It cannot. It is a conflict between you and Creator. You're subject to the dark side of the force through the spoken words of cruel and cunning people. Have you got it, Johnny? I've got to say goodbye. Call me back when you got a good question, when you're ready to understand what I'm talking about, what the heck I'm talking about. Sorry. I'll take another caller. Who's next? I'm sorry that, ladies and gentlemen, but it's emphatic. I have to be emphatic. Medicine, that meditation cannot cure you. It introduces you to the real world from which you came from. From your mother's womb. You came from it into a culture that was created by Adam. All of the cultures are created of all the various cultures that are destructive, even this one. And America got as close to it as possible, but not close enough. And we're on the retreat right back.
Do you ever feel like you're getting overwhelmed by your own thoughts? Scientists have now seen that thinking leads to behavior. Good thoughts lead to good behaviors. Unhappy, angry thoughts lead to bad ones. Now imagine for just one moment a safe place where you can step away from your thoughts. That's why you need to go to www.antidoteforall.com.
We're always reaching out for an answer and we're not reaching in. I found that in being still, it's so effortless that we're so used to our own will, we don't see it. I can't imagine the prison system and the military going without his services.
7 minutes that will change your life. This technique is being used in the military by people who have been emotionally damaged. Go to www.antidoteforall.com and make a tax-deductible donation so that we can help a veteran, an active duty military person that you'll never meet, have a better life than they ever dreamed possible.
Okay, here I am. So I'm not sure if I have another caller, so I'll go on. Unless I do, I? Okay, William, hello. You are a Michigan in Michigan, are you?
Yes, I am, Roy. How are you?
Okay. You know what a Michigan, you know what a Michiganer is?
What?
You know what a Michiganer is?
What?
It's a Jewish word for crazy person.
Well, I fit the bill, but I'm in the right place.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I'm talking about an exorcism, possibly. But I want to see my family, and I want to go to this place called Niles, where there's a cross called, it's a Redwood cross, and I believe he resurrected there after the skull, and I want to go.
I'm losing you. I'm not making it. I know, but he is not speaking to me in a...
Pardon?
Tell me, are you calling from an institution?
Yes, I'm calling
from... Oh, I didn't know that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just thought you were just a regular guy, but you're in trouble.
Yeah, I have problems with... I take psychotropic drugs, and...
I'll tell you what. How many minutes towards our half an hour? William, close your eyes.
All right.
And... So are you sitting down?
Yes, I am.
Put your right hand by your side.
Okay, I have it there.
Okay, close your eyes now. Now listen carefully. Just look at your eyelids from within. Can you see your eyelids when you look at them?
Yeah.
Do you see the little pixels, all the little pixels dancing in front of you?
Mm-hmm.
See that? There's no thoughts there, is there?
No.
That's right. Now I've just separated you from your thoughts. Hold it there. I've just separated you from your thoughts, but there's more. I want you to you hold that. You keep looking at your thoughts, and all of a sudden it becomes the surface of your brain. And you're not no longer looking at your thoughts. You're now a person separated from your body, and you're living in a timeless world right there. You can see the little flashes going by you, like watching a things walk. Flowing in a river. See, all those little pixels are coming through you into your mind like a computer. And it is recomposing your whole self. Now, hold a second. Be aware of your right hand. While you're looking at your eyelids, can you be aware of your right hand first finger? Just be aware of it. Don't put any effort. Just be aware that it's there. I got it?
Warm.
It's warm. It's tickled. It's tingling, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, now the next finger. It also says, hey, I'm glad you're being aware of me. You see, Your finger's tingling now. It's warm, too, isn't it? Same thing. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's right. Now, the third finger. And then the little finger. Do the same. Just be aware of it. That's all. Not notice that it's there. Okay, those energy going into you from the inside. The inside, what is coming through on the inside, the tingling in your fingers, is the result of the pixels of your thought there. It's like a program from a computer. You can see the pixels through your in your mind's eye, but it's actually feeling tingling in your body. There's new energy. You're not supposed to respond to anger with anger to the world around you. The world around you doesn't have any control. You're the people. Doesn't matter what they are, who they are. You don't want to be angry with them. You just right. Let go of the anger. But you find right. You can. You'll lose your anger. It will take away from your anger if you will do this quietly every day.
Okay.
Open your eyes.
All right.
Now look around you. Everything seemed clearer.
Yeah, it's clear.
Now what happened to you?
I got better.
You see that?
Yeah.
Now
can I tell you something?
What?
There's this homosexual guy, right?
Yeah.
And he does things to upset me, and he got me really, really, really upset because he did something very vile.
Okay.
I won't say what it was.
It doesn't
And
matter.
I got so upset I wanted to break every bone in his face. I got so very upset.
Yeah, but just let me say, stop there. I will tell you that if you will sit quietly and do everything I tell you, those things, just do it by yourself. You don't need a big much of a memory. Close your eyes. Look at your eyelids and be aware of your fingers tingling one after another and stay that way for maybe 10 minutes or 15 minutes. Just, and every time a thought comes into your mind, refeed the old idea of looking at your eyelids again. And when you look at your eyelids, you're separating from the dark thoughts that control you. And in comes the new light and the new boss. His name is Jesus. You understand that?
Yes.
That's the reason why it works. So when somebody tries to upset you, there's a dark side, jealous of your innocence. Now you are much more innocent and you have been redeemed. I tell you, when you did that, you were redeemed. Because you never have committed any sin because you were born into the result of Adam's sin. Called it's a culture. The true culture was what Adam had when he said, when he ate the fruit and he lied to the Creator and he was thrown out of the garden, rejected. Right. So, but you, now you're born into his lot, into the culture. And every culture is wicked to some degree, every one. And there's always wicked people in control of all of them, including United States of America. And the people next door, you never know who they are. So you've got to learn one thing. They are also victims like you. They cannot help themselves, but you are... You are much more intuitive than they are. Because when you understand of yourself you can do nothing, and that you really that it's important that you don't hate the hurter. You have to deal with every imperfect person perfectly. And perfectly means just look at them, and when they're rude to you and crude to you, you just don't get upset. You say, like, poor thing, they don't see what they're doing. That's all. That's how the attitude you need to have inside. Don't be sorry for them, but just look at them as, you know, as that they really don't see what they're doing, but you do. Your job is calmness. Your job is being patient with him, for he knows not what he does. Even Jesus made the point. So even though he's being tortured and demoralized and degraded, he cried out to everybody, when you go through these things, you do not hate the hurter because the person that's hurting you, it does not know what they're doing. They don't actually, they're being programmed to program you. And when you get angry with them, they win. When you don't get angry with them, they lose. They lose their cool and you don't lose yours. You put good into them and they can't put bad into you. Do you understand this, William? Yeah, do you understand? Thank you. Okay, we'll be right back.
Christmas used to mean more than mere commercial exploitation. It used to be a time for family, for unity, in the remembrance of Jesus Christ. This Christmas, consider helping Roy Masters and the Foundation of Human Understanding put Christ back into Christmas by making a donation of $19.95 per month, or whatever you can afford, and help Roy's all-listener-supported program pay forward the help he and his Foundation of Human Understanding have done for you over the years. My dad is a pioneer in helping our returning troops overcome the ravages of PTSD without drugs. He has given away over 300,000 copies of his life-saving techniques to our troops. Go to FHU.com and then to the donate page. If you think about how much your life has been changed by what Roy Masters has helped you understand over these many years, if you think about how many people's lives have been changed because of you over these many years, and think about the future as you continue to help keep this program on the airwaves, FHU.com and then to the donate page. Thank you. The Foundation of Human Understanding is a 501c3 church.
Here I am again. William, are you still there or are you gone? Is he coming? Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, I have a few minutes in this commercial space to ask you to help the Foundation of Human Understanding save this country. I need more radio stations. You may want to call your radio producer or whatever they call themselves. Your station manager, yes. Thank you. And say, listen, this program is very important. This is not a commercial program, so don't put any commercials on it, or you can if you want to, I suppose, because if he gives it to me, no cost. But the cost I have is to get the signal out, and the stations need to pick it up. And by the way, you don't have to have a station. You can just go to my website, FHU.com, stands for Foundation of Human Understanding. And it is a Christian source, but unlike any other Christian, because I want you to discover it for yourself. That I, as a Jewish boy, I discovered it. It dawned on me one day. Oh, that's who you are. That's who you've been following me all my life. I didn't know it. I was 35. But by then, I've written lots of books. And one of them is Meaning and Happiness. Don't go without that book. Please go to my website. Meaning and Happiness, the minute you turn the page, it will show you how things really are. And you say, oh, I never saw that before. And this program is going to do the same thing. 800-866-8883. Call me on the radio and go to FHU.com/donate if you want to. And also, one other thing, send a check. It's a non-profit organization, 501c3. We're equal to the Catholic Church, which is a little tiny group of people, but I don't have a huge audience following me like every week. All I want you to do is listen and become transformed by the renewing of your mind within. I'll show you where it is. That's why I yelled at one person. So it would dig itself into you in a good way. There's a good shouting and a bad shouting. The bad shouting demoralizes you. The good one overcomes it. You can tell where it's coming from, can't you? I hope so. Right back.
Brought to you by the Foundation of Human Understanding, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Your financial assistance is absolutely necessary to keep this program on the air. All donations are tax deductible. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Call 1-800-877-3227 or visit FHU.com. Your financial support is greatly appreciated.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
That guy off, would you? Sorry, I keep looking at it. Am I ready? We're fighting, ladies and gentlemen, is really not a person. It comes through people, yes, but you're dealing with a spirit. So the enemy we're fighting is not a person. They are spirits operating through everybody exactly the same way in everybody. So when you experience cruelty, you don't know whether you're dealing with a psychopath like Hitler, which is lots, there are like people like that around, but you really can't tell the difference between a person who's programmed and acts like that psychopath and doesn't see anything wrong with what he's doing. Hitler did that to a whole nation. They didn't see what they're doing. They were rewarded for doing the bad thing as if it was a good thing. And you've got Obama doing the same thing to lots of stupid people. He's rising to the occasion of their need for love and to be violent and to praise them for it. And I can tell you some other things when I got time. When I get enough callers, I can discuss all these things. Meanwhile, I need you to call me about your problem, because your problem is caused by a person, usually your mother and father. Usually. Especially your uncle, if you're a girl, so to speak. The one you trust. See? And nobody believes you and only them. Oh, no, I didn't do that to that little girl. See? So nobody was there to speak up to the uncle. It's kind of thing. So we're not fighting people. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Whoa! And who is doing the doing? So what makes you a drug addict? What makes you an alcoholic? Oh, is it you doing the doing? Well, then why can't you stop? Because you can't, because it's doing its thing through you and making you think it is you, and you don't want to believe that it isn't you. You're in a hypnotic spell. I know what I'm talking about. It. You are in a hypnotic spell from the day you were born, probably. And therefore, everything you did wrong until you get drunk, etc., etc., etc. The moment you got drunk, the moment you started taking drugs, the moment you screwed with the girls, excuse the expression, I don't mean to be rude, and abused them for your pleasure, you dirty old pig. Excuse me, don't mean, is this what you are? But it's become culture. Where's the virtue? All you want is pleasure, don't you? You little bastard. So, excuse the expression. Because there's not many marriages left anymore. Not many people think of marrying. You mess up with each other. So, listen carefully. It's time for you to wake up to see what a pig you are. That's it. Ty, wake up. Okay, so let's look at it as the pig side. Or like two dogs copulating in an alley. That's all you are. A pleasure seeker and an abuser. Because as a man, and I'm talking to men, who are not really men, there's the pigs I'm talking about. So that you just imagine. Just imagine. In the figment of your imagination, far, far away from what you could have been, if you could have saved that state of mind that you were born with before you were overcome by the school and your parents and the religions that imposed themselves upon you and the cruelties that are imposed upon you. Long, long time ago, you came into the world innocent. Only Adam was given the choice. You came into his choice. And it's become many cultures. There's only one culture that's within you. The kingdom of heaven is within you. It's not writing on stone, the Ten Commandments. It's only for bad people. But good people don't need all that. Decent people. And you can't be taught it. You cannot be taught religion. You can be if you want to be programmed. And you have all the words but no music. You follow me? So the enemy you're fighting is not a person. So when a person is mean to you, it's not him. So he's not. That's not him. The thing in that person that's seducing you, that pretends to love you, and gets into you and you get into them, means they leave behind when they withdraw a piece of themselves and makes you look for their approval because you've been changed. To love the person that recreated you and put the holy, unholy in the place of the holy. So it doesn't communicate with God anymore. It looks for approval in the world. Everywhere you look for love in the wrong places. Now do you understand? Do you understand this? If you don't understand that, there's no hope for you or the country. To hell with all your teachers and leaders. For the most part, you need to bring forth the fruits of the universe. Him that made the universe, you need to bring forth his nature in all your encounters with the wicked. Learn not to hate the hurter, because that person is not himself lately. That person has never been himself any kind of earlier. He has never been, just like you. You are angry, aren't you? You're angry with the person beneath you. Or you're made angry by the person that's above you, correct? So basically, you're a bully in one sense and a coward and cower in the next. So you could learn to try to find someone to bully and take pleasure on them bullying them so you feel superior to something that's lower than yourself, that responds to you and takes your orders and makes peace with you as if it was peace. It's not peace for you and it's not peace for them, because you can't go without hurting someone again because you're living off their dying. Don't you see? You're a parasite. Whichever way you look at it, from one angle, you are a bully. But with respect to someone weaker than yourself, I mean, bigger than yourself, you're a coward. Is that correct? It's a chain gang. It's a chain of effects, cause and effect, effect becoming cause. And each time you get upset, it reinforces what was put in you by the same spirit. In other words, everybody's got the same. Every person that is a coward and doesn't stand up for himself, or a bully who can't stand up for himself to a bigger bully, who can't stand himself to a bigger bully, because everybody's a coward or bully, in a chain gang. And it goes down that way. So Jesus understands this, and maybe you didn't understand it, but he doesn't give you you've missed the cue. You missed the ability. This instruction that comes to you from Jesus, you can't do it just by hearing it, except you hear it from a special person, perhaps like me. Perhaps it awakens something in you and say, oh my God, I see it. I've been hurt. Therefore, I'm addicted to not hurting people. Or you're addicted to hurting people. That's all there is. And your kindness is only emboldening the wickedness. And if you can't speak up because you're afraid of the bully. You don't. When the bully starts to, when you try to speak up to the person, all it does is to tell them the truth. All it does is make them mad. And it's the truth that makes people angry. The fact that there's still a light inside you, but the light wants to speak. But the trouble is, it won't let you. You want to be at peace with it, but you're at peace with the devil, in a sense, by extension, through the generations. It's a generational thing. And America survives and became what it is, and it's going to become what it's going to become in a very short time if you do not understand that you have to live with the spirit of your mind from within. So you move and have your being from within. Know you not that you're the temple of the living God and the Spirit dwells within you? Seek Him. Seek God. Seek first the kingdom of heaven, and all other things will be added to you. Speak up. And when people rebuke you and separate you from their company, be exceedingly glad, because such is the kingdom of God. The fact that you are demoralized, degraded by people, looked down upon, that's because there's good in you, and they want to kill it. And if you get angry, that's what you let them succeed. If you can just see that they cannot help themselves, they've been programmed to do that to you through the generations, it's never stopped. Don't you see that when you're the Pisa, the bigger you every time you encounter someone with that overarching spirit, you will yield to it. And for peace, but there is no peace. But you still do it, so there's no peace. And you still will do it, and there's still no peace. And you get angry, then you feel guiltier. And the guilt makes you think, well, maybe I should try harder to make peace. But there is no peace. And pretty before you know it, there's a gun in your head, and your country's gone or you're dead. It's already happened. You keep putting it off because you're afraid of the bully, when you should stand up to the bully. But how can you without how can you without being beaten up? I can show you how it's done. I can show you how to find that inner self, so there isn't you anymore that's fighting. He's fighting with the spirit that made the whole universe. Do you understand this? In other words, you won't feel any fear. Listen. Don't listen. Just listen to me. The next time someone is rude to you, be aware of just be aware like he's a piece of talking furniture. Now, that doesn't make you laugh. But the point is, I'm not saying you should look at them as a piece of talking furniture. But the point is, you will feel nothing. If you meditate with a 7-minute meditation, that's exactly what will happen. You'll say, where did my anger go? And you won't hurt the hurter. You cannot be hurt by the hurter. On the contrary, you'll affect him or her right now. Okay, Jason, are you there, Albin?
Yeah, I'm sure here.
Okay, Jason, what can I do for you?
Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I've been having an issue with my mom. Basically, about a year ago, I cut off contact with her. Long list of reasons, but one of them was that she was trying to split my wife and I up. And I told her, I didn't want to have any contact with her or with my kids, and she pretty much just kind of ignored that and has been, sending, emails and cards and all this stuff to my kids for the last year. And initially, I just kind of like, well, I know what she's trying to do is she's just trying to get me upset so that I call her back and, get upset with her, and then she's, feels all powerful and all that stuff.
Well, may I say something to you about that?
Yes, please.
I understand exactly what you're talking about, and you could use this as a lesson to your kids. Say that this is your grandma has a problem. She's been infected with for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
She's a manipulator, and she had a terrible time when she was a kid. I'm sure she did, but she became. So she decided she wasn't going to be a wimp or weak. She's going to be a person that counts for something. And she's going to make things happen because of her will.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's on the surface a kindly kind of person, but she has a will behind it. And so she will try to make you yield to that will, but when you don't yield to it, then you see the will, you see the pressure. Mm-hmm. And when you reject it, she'll try harder.
Right.
And there's only one way to control that is to talk to your children say, listen, kids, here is a good lesson to be learned because you're going to meet lots of people like your grandma. So we'll get all these cards, and all of them are designed to separate you from me.
Yeah.
And to have a way, idyllic way of how things should be. And she doesn't want me to have freedom to do what I want to do. And for my happiness, she has desired my happiness, and it's not going to happen. But let me just take a break here, and I'll finish my thought. My address, ladies and gentlemen, excuse me, Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Send your check there, and fhu.com/donate. Go there. Thank you.
Is brought to you by the Foundation of Human Understanding, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Your financial assistance is absolutely necessary to keep this program on the air. All donations are tax deductible. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528, call 1-800-877-3227, or visit fhu.com. Your financial support is greatly appreciated.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I have, are you there, Jason? I just want to share something with you. I have, you know, grandchildren and great-grandchildren being brought up. The great-grandchild has no father. But he learned to meditate when he was about 2-3 years old. And he says, whenever his mother gets upset, she says, you know, do the meditation, see. And do the hand meditation, and he's grown up to be a person so of such brilliance. They don't know what to do with him, and you can't fight him. He's strong and healthy and resilient. He's the most remarkable creature I've ever seen, because he started very small. I got other grandchildren the same way to varying degrees. Not everybody's the same. This one has no father, see, and so. It's harder, very hard to be a mother, and a father, because women tend to rule the roost, whether you like it or not, whether you see it or not. You see what I mean? And there's something in them that is very difficult to deal with, and especially if you're married to it. But you're not married to it; you're the offspring of it. And she doesn't want you to. She needs your approval. She needs your life force. And she doesn't want you to be free from her because she can't live without eating you a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
You understand that when I say
that? I do. Yeah.
This is a people eater.
It's horrible.
And then you talk to your children and it's good to say, be respectful to grandma.
Yeah.
And maybe you should teach them the 7-minute exercise because it's really
not
great.
Well, they do. Yeah, I've done that, and they've, you know, when they get the birthday cards and stuff, you know, they. You know, gladly accept the money and pay
there
the
you
card
go.
And
say
they,
thank you, Grandma. All you need to do is let me just finish it, if you don't mind. I don't mean to over talk.
No, you're fine.
Okay, so you said if you deal with everybody who's got a will like that and is
do
really
you ever
sweet
feel
and gives
like
you
like you're getting overwhelmed by your own thoughts. Scientists have now seen that thinking leads to behavior.
Music.
Good thoughts lead to good behaviors.
Oh,
unhappy, angry thoughts lead to bad ones. Now imagine for just one moment a safe.
Okay.
I'm still here.
Oh sorry. Did something happen? Are we okay now? Okay, because I heard your commercial, just a little piece, that's all. All right, so he pressed the button a bit early. That's my producer, that's David, that's my son. Jason, if you can be a good example of being a good son and not be angry with your mother and be the man that she never knew and the father that probably ran away or died. See that?
Yeah.
Or killed, in a manner of speaking, with such a thing like that, she's had it for a long time, and your father probably had a problem. What happened to your father?
He's still around.
He's still there. Is there much left of him?
I mean, somewhat. I mean,
is he all
right? Divorced, but yeah, he's they're in their 70s.
Is he a good person?
Yeah, he is.
He doesn't get upset with your mother?
Well, when they were married, he was really passive. So
So she's sucking on him, but he's not enough. He's not big enough morsel.
Yeah, my mom's a bulldozer.
I know that. So it's not a healthy thing for your children or for you. But teach your children. Yes, Grandma. No, thank you very much. No, if they feel a pressure, say no, thank you, Grandma. I don't need that. And don't be afraid to say no to her, even if she gets angry. Just hold your ground if you don't want it. If you think it's a cheap thing and an obligation, if you feel the pull, do not accept it. Do not accept.
Yeah, well, I don't even allow them to talk to her anymore. I've cut off completely all contact with her.
If you can teach them to speak to Grandma without being infected,
mm-hmm.
then you can let them do it. It would be good for them.
Okay.
Especially if you can do it yourself. So if they hear you on the phone speaking to your mother in a very mm-hmm. special way, the way your father didn't do it.
Right.
Say, Mother, I'm sorry, but I cannot let my kids see you because you're too willful.
What do you mean by willful?
I said, just right now, see?
Yeah.
Please?
Well, my mom, she sexually abused me when I was a kid. There's a lot more issues
more
into that than her just, she just won't.
Yeah, but don't let that bother you. Wipe that from your, just understand, she cannot help what she's doing. She is possessed. She cannot help herself. Understand it, because if you get upset, you get possessed yourself.
Yeah.
You don't want to become a weenie or an angry person.
I've had
that's the only
I've
choice.
I've been through that already.
Okay. All right.
You're right. Okay.
All right. Well, I hope that's helpful. I hope that's helpful.
Yeah, it does.
And the meditation exercise for the kids is beautiful because there's no religiousness in it, but the spiritualness in it.
Mm-hmm.
See that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
God bless you.
Well, thanks for your help.
Have a nice Thanksgiving.
You too. Thank you.
I have a terrible memory for stuff like that. Okay, bye. All right. So we're coming to the end of the first hour. Are you angry with me? Please, why are you angry with me? Because am I talking about you? Which one are you? Or are you both? Are you the bully and a coward? And just to end it with a special note, do you see why you can't speak up to a communist that's taking your countries down because you're guilty? You don't want to think of everybody to think of you as a racist. I don't give a damn what you think of me. I say he's a racist. He's not. He's worse than a racist. He is the extension of Putin, and you are going to lose your country. And if you don't give up, you're cowardice. You see? Now, what I mean by cowardice, it means that you're guilty, and you don't, in this guilt, you don't want to be seen as a racist. And that's what they'll call you. And I don't give a damn, and you should not give a damn one way or the other. He is that. He will accuse you of what he does. Typical Marxism. Okay, we'll be right back. The address is Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Please help me with my program to reach the doctors too, yes.